This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's coalition leads with a majority of seats after early vote counts, but Modi's BJP and allies are facing a stronger opposition than expected. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Drummers entertain Congress supporters while waiting for results. President Mallikarjun Mukherjee told a news conference in New Delhi that because no party had a clear majority, the mandate was against Modi. And Rahul Gandhi said the results showed India does not want Modi, adding, "People's clear message to the PM and Home Minister Amit Shah is that we don't want you to run the country." Gandhi added, "The poorest of this country have defended the constitution of India." Meanwhile, elsewhere in New Delhi, BJP supporters rallied. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli shelling and airstrikes killed at least 19 people in central and south Gaza on Tuesday, including two policemen who were helping protect humanitarian aid deliveries in the southern city of Rafah, Palestinian medics said. Qatar said on Tuesday it had delivered an Israeli ceasefire proposal to Hamas that reflected a three-phase proposal presented on Friday by U.S. President Joe Biden, and the paper was now much closer to the positions of both sides. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli government spokesperson David Mentzer said on Tuesday fighting in the northern Israel area was not a sustainable reality, adding Israel was committed to ensuring the return home of tens of thousands of Israelis evacuated from the north, as hostilities across the Lebanese-Israeli border remain intense.
It is up to Hezbollah to decide if this can be accomplished by diplomatic means or by force. We are defending this country, and no one should be surprised by our response.
This is VOA News. Mexican President-elect Claudia Sheinbaum's team reassured investors on Tuesday she would ensure the stability of Latin America's second biggest economy after her landslide election win rattled financial markets. The country's stock market dropped 6% the day after Sunday's election, as investors worried the left-wing candidate's crushing victory would make it easier to push through reforms potentially damaging to the economy and business. Sheinbaum's first cabinet appointment was asking the finance minister to stay on when she becomes Mexico's first woman president on October 1st. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif is on his maiden visit to China since taking office in March. VOA Pakistan Bureau Chief Sarah Zaman reports from Islamabad.
Sharif is on a mission to promote business-to-business ties between the two countries. His first stop, Shenzhen, a special economic zone in southeastern China. Sharif's team is also poised to finalize over $10 billion worth of projects for the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor in meetings with Chinese officials. Experts say to get more money, Pakistan will first have to address the billions of dollars it owes Chinese companies. Another major discussion point will be the safety of Chinese workers. At least 17 have died since 2021 in targeted attacks in Pakistan. Both sides have publicly expressed a desire to deepen economic cooperation. Experts will be watching for agreements and not just statements. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
Construction workers in Albania are busy transforming a former military airbase into an Italian-run reception camp that will house thousands of migrants picked up at sea, Reuters correspondent Cheryl Pena reports.
Looking to curb migration, Italy struck a deal with Albania last year to set up two migrant centers in the Balkan country. This week, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni is set to visit the former airfield to check in on its progress. The idea is that selected migrants will be sent directly to Albania after they are picked up at sea. Meloni has said officials will try and examine asylum requests within 28 days, a quicker pace than the months it takes in Italy.
Reuters correspondent Cheryl Pena. Top scientists announced on Tuesday the rate Earth is warming hit an all-time high in 2023, with 92% of last year's surprising record-shattering heat caused by humans. A group of 57 international scientists examining what's behind last year's deadly burst of heat say that even with faster warming rate, they don't see evidence of significant acceleration in human-caused climate change beyond increased fossil fuel burning. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.